We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. In connection with the institution of Nubuwwah, the institution of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed as His rahmah, so that the human being may be able to reach his or her full potential. Today we will commence to look at the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. I'd like to start off by looking at what the Quran says about his mom, Sayyida Maryam alayhi salam, daughter of Imran. Let's look at Surah Ali Imran, which is Surah number 3. And from ayah 33 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ali Ibrahim wa Ali Imran alal alamin, dhurriyatan ba'daha min ba'd, wallahu samiun alim. Indeed, Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations, offsprings one of the other, and Allah is hearing and knowing. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ, when a woman of Imran said, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. My Rabb, I vow to you, in other words, I dedicate to you what is in my womb to be devoted to your service. Therefore accept from me, indeed you are the hearing and the knowing. فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى. So when she gave birth, she said, My Rabb, I have given birth to a female child. والله أعلم بما وضعت, and Allah knows best what she gave birth to. وليست ذكرك الأنثى, and the male is not like the female. وإني سميتها مريم, and I have named her Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُ بِهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and I commend her and her offsprings in your protection from the guilty shaitan. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. So her Rabb accepted her with a good acceptance and made her grow up with a goodly growing, and gave her into the charge of Zakariya. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ, whenever Zakariya entered the sanctuary to see her, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْكَ, he found food with her. قَالَ مَرْيَمُ أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا, and he said, O Maryam, where did this come to you from? قَالَتْ وَمِنْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ, she said, it is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, indeed Allah gives to whoever he pleases without measure. Look at what a hadith says. The mother of Sayyida Maryam alayhi salam, whose name was Hannah, she was the daughter of Fakhuth, had almost lost hope of having a son, and she was pretty old. Once while she was sitting under a tree, she saw a mother bird feeding her chicks, and the instinct of motherhood stirred within her. It was then that she invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Ya Rabbi, whatever would be in my womb, if you give me a child, will be devoted to you. Now, it was the custom at that time that if a male child was born, at least one from the family was dedicated to Jerusalem, to the house of worship, until they reached maturity. And then they would be given the choice to either stay or go where they wanted. Only boys were dedicated. Girls were not dedicated to the temple. Her husband Imran tells Hannah that, look what you have done. Have you ever considered the possibility that you may be carrying a female child? He was quite distressed. But it just so happened that Imran died while his wife Hannah was pregnant with Maryam. Now, when she delivered and she finds that the child is a girl, we see how she tells Allah that I have given birth to a female and the male is not like the female. She calls her baby Maryam, which in her language meant the worshipper, the one who serves her Rabb. Her mother Hannah carried her to the temple, and she placed them in the hands of those who looked after the temple, telling them, look after this dedicated infant. Zakariya, remember now, he was married to Sayyida Maryam's elder sister. There was a large gap between these two. and he said, I am more worthy of looking after her. But the other said, we shall not let you decide. We shall cast lots, and she'll be looked after by the one whose arrow wins. So 19 men came to the river Jordan, throwing their arrows. And the arrow or the pen whereby they used to write the Torah with, the one that surfaced over the water, was the one that was picked. And it was that of Prophet Zachariah alayhi salam, which surfaced on the water while the rest were submerged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Ayah 44 when he says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَعِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. This is one of the announcements revealing of the unseen which we revealed to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ. And you were not there with them when they cast their pens to decide which of them should be in charge of Maryam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ نَحَتَ سِمُونَ. And you were not with them when they contended with one another. Muhammad bin Ibn Ishaq says that when Zakaria took charge of her, he gave her to her aunt, who was his wife and who was the mother of Yahya, and asked her to nurse her till she reached maturity. It was then that he built a room for her in the temple to be her sanctuary, placing its door in the middle. And whenever he entered to see her, he noticed that she had unseasonal fruits, summer fruits during the winter and vice versa. And as we see in the Quran, whenever he asked her where she had received them from, she would say that it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fruits of Jannah. Even when there was a famine for the children of Israel, she kept receiving her sustenance. When Zakaria had become very old, he goes back to them and he said, Ya Bani Israel, I have become very old and very weak to look after the daughter of Imran. Who will look after her? Can somebody take charge of her? Again they decided to cast their lots, and this time the arrow came to be that of a righteous carpenter from amongst them, whose name was Joseph, who was the son of Yaqub, son of Matan. He was also a cousin of Sayyidah Maryam. He was slightly worried about looking after her, but she said, O Joseph, think well of Allah, for He will sustain us. Inshallah, tomorrow we will now look at the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam.